This is Cinda, and you're listening to The Training Dummies. Oh god, they're off the rails! With Rob and Darrow.
Hey, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to episode 214 of The Training Dummies podcast. I'm Rob, this is my bro host Darrow. And we're seeing something here. Let's see. Rob is quiet. Daryl is far away. No. Maybe it should sound better now. I'm actually up at the mic. Yeah. So, hey, welcome, everybody. How you doing, Daryl?
I'm doing great.
How's it going, man? I feel like I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, it's been like a week. Feels like forever.
Yeah. And it's a different kind of forever. This kind of forever is the kind that is where we got to hang out in real life, which is usually an annual occurrence, but something very special happened.
Did
I already say this was going to be off the rails tonight?
Yes, I think so. And it was in the intro too.
All right. Yeah. Well, we are off the rails, which means no guests tonight. We're doing our thing. It's the two of us lads just enjoying.
The two of us.
We need more quality time. Maybe we need some of that to follow up from our quality time. So, if you're wondering what happened and how we actually spent some more IRL time together, we just got back from our brocation down in Cabo. And Daryl was kind enough to invite. He and his wife went down there and invited myself and my wife, and we went down there, and it was a magical, enchanted time in Mexico with no children, no little Daryls and no little Robs running around. So it was wonderful, well needed vacation. It was quite amazing. I don't think outside of BlizzCon I've had that much fun in a long time. So
oh, that's awesome. That's good to hear. But yeah, we had a great time with you guys as well. We'll have to definitely do that again sometime. Like it was a blast. It was a lot of fun. It was good to get a chance.
One day we went down to a very specific beach and we went boogie boarding.
Yeah, that was
a blast. I don't think I haven't done that since probably I was in my, I don't know, my early 20s. So like half of my life ago I had done that. So we did that and everything was great. I had a blast. There was the beach was beautiful. The sand was amazing. The sand went made its way into crevices and all over. That was a good time. But the funny thing was like a day later, like it wasn't even the next day. It was like the next day after that. I felt like I had done probably like 7,000 sit-ups and I don't even know like what the deal was. Like I had to roll out of the bed. I couldn't actually sit up.
Oh man. That's rough.
So it's funny because we're doing all this running and you know, we're working on the 10K training and all that stuff. And then you go and you're like, yeah, man, I've lost a little bit of weight and I'm doing good. And then you go and do something and it reminds you that you're not quite in the shape that you think that you're in yet.
Yeah. I understand that for sure. Well, it's muscles you don't usually use. Like even running, it only uses so many, right? Uh-huh. And then that uses something entirely different. But it was funny, even when we were doing that, you'd catch the waves and you'd ride them in. And my wife, it happened to her first. And all of a sudden she's almost at shore and she's like looking back at us saying, I can't touch the ground. I'm like, what are you talking? Both me and Rob are like, we're like 30 feet out farther than her, 40, 50 even farther than her. And we're only waist deep and she's 10 feet from shore saying she can't touch the ground. I was like, what are you talking about? But funny thing is that at a certain spot, and you slowly drift over that way, there was a spot, like, literally 10 feet from the shore where you couldn't touch. Like, it was probably 8 or 10 feet deep there. Like, it was ridiculous. And I don't even understand how that happens. But, yeah, you could be out, you know, 50 feet, waist deep, 10 feet, you can't touch the bottom.
I had a guy come out and offer to help me out. The same thing happened, but I was way farther out, and it was like, I was like, oh, no big deal. I'll just let the waves kind of hook me up and I'll ride them back in. And that just wasn't happening. So,
yeah, I know.
Need some help. I was like, I just want to be back at the shore now.
Yeah, it was in such a weird spot that the waves were no longer breaking there, or they would die before they get to that spot. So yeah, they wouldn't push you in. You actually had to swim under your own power, but then the currents would push you, pull you back out. So yeah, it was an odd spot. It made for some interesting times, I think,
with the water. It was good though. I had a blast. Yeah, totally. And I will 10 out of 10 would do it again for sure. That was amazing.
Nice.
Yep. Well, some things happened while, I don't know, while we were on vacation or while we were out. There since we've caught up with all you fine folks last time, a few things happened. What do you want to start with? The Hearthstone announcement?
Sure. We can go with that. That was last week.
So they announced the new expansion. We kind of knew that was coming. The new expansion is going to be called the Boomsday Project. And it's a Hearthstone expansion. There's going to be some new mechanics. It's kind of mech based, Netherstorm vibe to it. Yeah. You know, secret laboratory.
Dr. Boom.
Mechanical things, new keywords. Yeah. Dr. Boom is back in full effect. I have decided this may change. Probably won't change. I don't know. I've decided that I'm not going to pre-order. I've been doing my quests and getting those done and, you know, getting all the daily stuff done. But I don't know. I just don't feel like dropping $50 or $80, depending on the bundle, is something that I want to throw at Hearthstone right now. And I'm not complaining about it. I'm just kind of, I don't know. I'm just voting with my wallet and saying that's too much. And maybe I was spoiled with the last, with the last bundle coming out and being, having the 70 or, you know, 70 with the 20 extra packs and that. So I think I'm going to pass on the pre-order. I've got a lot of gold and a lot of dust, and we'll see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Where are you standing with that? Cause I know you didn't actually start pre-ordering until, was it
on Goro? No.
Throne?
Yeah, it was Knights. I didn't pre-order on Goro. I got a donation of gold from one of our guildies, Brett, which I used to buy packs on Goro to get started.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, after last expansion, because they gave us the 70 packs on the normal $50 bundle, and now it seems like this time they're like taking it the whole other direction, where you're, especially with the Mega bundle, it doesn't even, I don't know, it doesn't seem worth it at all. Really, I'm probably going to buy because I'm foolish this way, I probably will buy the pre-order, like just the basic one. Although even though I question that, because I know I've mentioned this before, it feels like I play Hearthstone to make gold to buy packs when the next expansion comes out, so that I can play Hearthstone to do quests, to get gold, to buy packs for the next expansion, to do quests, to make gold. So it just seems like, well, because I don't play I play on my lunch breaks and, you know, I get a couple of 15s during the day, but that's the only time I play. I don't, you know, when I come home, I don't play, or very rarely that I'll play at home, but most time it's at work, you know, on the weekends. If I don't complete all my quests on Friday, I'm burning a quest on Monday because, you know, I don't play on the weekends because I'm doing so much other stuff.
Oh yeah,
right?
You play on your lunch breaks and stuff.
Yeah, so I play at work like 5 days a week. So I'm burning quests that way. If I don't have a complete clear quest log on Friday, I'm burning one Monday, like almost every week.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
I'm with Cinder. She says that she likes the announcement video, and those are freaking amazing.
They are. That is one thing Hearthstone has for it, is they do have the best announcement videos by far.
Well, in the little animated series they have going on right now, there's been like two of them so far that they've done for the new stuff.
And oh, really? Like, I haven't seen any.
Peter Whalen turned into a chicken. Oh, dude, they're
hilarious. I need to look those.
They're like 2 or 3 minutes long. They look like 80s cartoons.
Oh, man.
And like, yeah, they're awesome. Yes, Brett, double gold. I love double gold. But I also like the what was it called? The time something or other? The last event that they had going on?
Oh, that was nice. I can't remember what that was, but yeah.
It was gave gold and dust. And,
yeah.
And the quest felt a lot better, you know?
Well, I was like...
Although I did...
Draw 15 cards. It's like, okay, like, come on. You don't have to do anything. The gold and the dust.
My quest today was the... my quest today was like win in one game as a priest or a warlock, and then the reward was 100 gold. I was like, okay.
Yeah, the double gold's nice.
Yeah, yeah. So that was good. I don't know. I don't think I'm gonna pre-order. When we were in Mexico, we were talking about this though, that especially for you, the exchange rate, I think,
yeah,
does something very special.
Oh yeah.
To the cost.
Well, the basic stuff, bundle is $63, and then the mega bundle is $100. So it's like $165 for both of them. It's like that's ridiculous. I can't do
it's
that.
It's a lot of packs, and I know you get the guaranteed gold legendary, and you get the new Jiraxxus hero and all that stuff, but that's, I don't know. It's a card game. It feels steep, you know?
Yeah,
it's
all definitely.
Digital stuff, so I don't know. I like Hearthstone. I'm still playing it. I just don't think, you know, unless a certain guildy gifts me a bunch of gold, then I'm probably not going to. I don't know what else I'm spending my BattleNet on, though, because I'm still trying to. I do know, but I don't know what it is, but I know I'm saving for something. How's that for cryptic? But
you don't know
there
what.
Was. So there was something data mined in beta that was some sort of bundle that was like it was like a maybe it was like a 6 month Warcraft game time, but it also came with like an unknown. Kind of a reward along with it that
oh,
you
really?
Could buy in game. Yeah, it may have been Bellular or you know one of those guys that does the you know all the hey here's stuff you should know for the new expansion. But there was like a picture of something in the shop in game showing it was like you could buy 6 months of game time and then there was like another reward with it. And I don't know. I don't know what gold making is going to look like in Battle for Azeroth.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like there's a part of me that's kind of hanging on a little bit to like, you know. Yeah, and Brett's saying the token's up to 209,000 right now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's not like the worst, but, you know, it's also, you know, you got to do the math and figure out like the effort that you put in. You know, I know a lot of people, we have a couple of guildies, Jab, Brett, that are like, play the auction house pretty good and they have no problem making gold whereas I tend to get mine out of running world quests and emissaries and you know stuff like that. You know, a lot of the mission table stuff was gold. And I know that's where a lot of mine came from. So
and we're not gonna have anything like that in the next expansion mission table wise, right? That was Warlords and Legion and there's is there another mission tables type thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was there? Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't think there was.
Mm-hmm. There is, but I don't know. I don't know. It's evolved. I know there is a mission table. For
okay.
Sure. I've seen it. And I know that it was a pretty big gold maker in Warlords. And it was also significant in Legion. So I can only imagine that that there will be gold rewards. You know, we'll see what that looks like. And Cinder's there at the table. So, I don't know. We'll see what that looks like. I think I'm going to just sit on some BattleNet accounts, BattleNet balance for now and see how it goes. I don't plan on pre-ordering Hearthstone. Who knows, though? That'll change. You know, it'll come out in a bag. Oh, wow, I need cards. And then I should have pre-ordered, and I didn't. And, you know.
Yeah. But even with the like he's saying it's 209,000 right now, as soon as the expansion hits, that's just going to increase because there's inflation. Because when it first came out, like in Warlords, it was like 20,000, 30,000 for token. And then, you know, you get Legion, then we're up over 100,000. Mm-hmm. Now it's 200,000 at the end of this. In 2 months, it's probably going to be 300,000. I wouldn't be surprised at all just because inflation happens every expansion. So that wouldn't be surprise me at all to see that hitting 300,000 in the near future.
That would suck.
That would suck, but I see that. I bet that's where it goes.
Yeah. Well, did you have anything else about Hearthstone?
Hearthstone? No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh, I know what you have about Hearthstone.
Do you?
I shared a deck with you the other day.
Oh.
It's not a top shelf deck by any means, not but it sure is fun.
All. It's fun if you can make it work. So the Togwaggle deck. And, the trick to it is, which one of the big keys is getting the weapon. You need the weapon. And there's been so many times where, like, the weapon is the last card in my deck, and that just screws the whole thing. But it's like a druid deck where you try and draw as many cards as yours as fast as you can so that you can swap the other guy's deck and mill him to death, right? Fatigue him. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's a fun deck to play when you can make it work. That's the key. You need to make it work.
Yeah, I win enough with it to make me keep playing it. I'll put it to you that way.
Yeah. Last week when you linked it to me like that, you did that when we were in Mexico and you linked it to me and I was winning enough then. But since I've been home, I can't win at all. Like it's like win one, lose one, win, lose, win, lose, win, lose, like back and forth. It's just, I can't get a streak going. It's terrible. So I don't know. I'm still going to play it though. Cause it's so satisfying when it works.
You try to blow through your cards as quickly as possible. Yeah. So you just draw a ton, you ramp up and draw a ton, and then you play Togwaggle to trade decks with them, and then you try to mill them because now all of a sudden they don't have any cards and you have all their cards. So it's super fun. Yeah, if you just Google like Togwaggle Druid, like there's a few variations of it, but that one's fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about heroes for a minute though.
All right.
Played it a whole lot. I played it the other day, I think a few of us jumped in.
When I was still in Mexico, I jumped in a bit. Yeah.
Oh, you did, huh? Yeah. I like the reworks. I like Asmodan and Raynor's rework, but I'm thinking we're definitely due for a new hero before Battle for Azeroth launches.
Yeah, because Urella was the last one, right? And she's been a few weeks now already, it feels like. Maybe not a month, but it feels like. So I would expect something soon.
They were doing like a hero every 3 to 4 weeks, and now they're kind of moving into like more of like a themed, another new map came out, which I still haven't seen, but I guess I haven't been playing that much. But like the hero reworks, like doing a couple of reworks, and then kind of maybe a small event, like the
Mad Max Luchador.
So like I get it, that's fine. They want to slow down on the actual hero rollout. It's hard to sustain that, and then keep up with balance and everything, but I don't know. I would expect to see a new hero before Battle for Azeroth. Do you think? I know they try and sometimes theme or tie things in with their other, big releases. Do you think it would be? I don't know. We just had, I feel like, was a Warcraft event, right? With the Alterac Valley and Urel coming out. Do you think?
Yeah, we did. So then it's like, what's
Anduin maybe?
I don't even know.
There is no Anduin.
Yeah, I guess that would tie in with Battle for Azeroth, right?
Yeah.
Do we have
about Anduin?
A priest in Heroes right now?
Well, I don't know what Taranda is. She's not really. She's like a hunter.
Oh yeah, I guess she's a priest. Yeah, Taranda's a priest. I suppose you're right.
She's something. I don't know.
Even Anduin, he wields like a sword. He's not a priest. It's such a cop out. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's like
stick with class mechanics. Like, come on.
He's kind of like a paladin now, but I don't know.
I know. So just make him a paladin. Yeah. Enough with the priest nonsense.
Yeah.
But yeah, it could be Anduin. Or maybe actually, who else might work is Nathanos Lightcaller. That might work.
Yeah. Yeah. What would he be?
What is he? Is he a rogue?
So we have Valyra.
Yeah, we have Valyra.
Be an assassin, right?
Yeah, an assassin type. But yeah, it might work to have Nathanos might be an option because he was in the book as well, and he's been in some of the the quests that you get to go to Silithus, pre-Silithus, to do your artifact weapon and stuff. So it's possible that's another option anyway. But going into Battle for Azeroth, like I haven't done much in the beta, but I suspect he's going to play more of a role because he's Sylvanas's right hand man, right? So.
Yeah.
So possibly.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. Do they lean into that or they could go crazy and do like the the wrecking ball, the hamster from Overwatch. Right?
That'd be awesome to get
like that. a double release. Overwatch hero. Yeah,
they could have fun with that in Heroes for sure. They could totally have fun with that. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I want. That's what I want to see. Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
You could do the little grappling hook and swing off of like the terrain, like the trees or towers or, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, that'd be cool. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely like Heroes, but I'm not like, it's not scratching any itches for me right now, I guess. So.
Yeah, it comes in spurts. Like, I'll have, okay, I just want to play it. You know, I'll log in. I do a couple of missions or something. Okay, straight to Heroes. And then now I'm getting more out of Heroes. So now, you know, the pre-expansion and all that other stuff. So it's back more into Warcraft. You might play a bit of Heroes. So it's all cyclical. Mm-hmm. Like, it just the way it goes, what I feel like playing at certain times, and it comes in waves.
Well, why don't we move on to kind of what's been our bread and butter for a long time then.
All right.
A little bit of World of Warcraft talk.
Yes.
Something very big happened yesterday. Very, very big.
2 days ago.
Oh, wait. We did. Well, we can take it back even farther than that. I don't think we've recorded since we actually got our ahead of the curve, right?
Really? Was that? We did get that afterwards, didn't we?
I don't know. Yeah.
Why isn't that working?
One job.
Holy cow. Oh, there it goes.
Yeah. So we got our AOTC. I think it's fair to say that we were not carried.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. I was actually messaged to the sender being like, hey, do you have any Alliance tunes? We needed like a healer or we needed something, right? We just needed that little to
just
push
that
us
little
over
bit
the edge.
To get us over, and,
yeah. So. We did have one of our tanks run. He had a couple guildies from an alliance or from a couple friends came over and we shuffled around a couple of folks. I think Jabwin heals or and we ended up getting it. It was a little nasty, man. It was.
Well, we needed to get Aggramar first because we hadn't done that either. And was it two pulls we got him? I think it was two pulls, like, because we had never done Aggramar before, and the first one, we had it figured out, like, we got our strat down, and there's just, I can't remember, something happened, and we ended up wiping, but we knew what we were doing, Greg, and it felt good.
Greg got, like, knocked off the side or something.
Yeah, something like that, and he was one of the CC guys, yeah. Yeah, totally. But then, the second time, and we got it, and it worked great, and it was smooth, and then Argus, and that was rough. I'm not gonna lie, that was rough. Even we still got it, but it was still rough because we had one of our wipes was 1%.
It was after the big artifact boost, but it was like the same couple of days after the boost, so it wasn't the crazy. You know, it wasn't super boosted, but yeah.
Yeah, but we got it. No, it was good. And as you said, it's not classified as a carry because the two other people that came in, we were doing, you know, just as much DPS as them. So they weren't carrying us. They were just, it was just, you know, help. So it wasn't a carry.
We needed some ranged. Yeah, we definitely.
Yeah,
needed a
that's
couple
what it was, or, is, you know, out of range to deal with the orbs. So that's where they came in and helped with that. So yeah, it was all good. All good. No carry ahead of the curve. We got it.
And then before 8.0, I finally got Leg Day Bear, which is something that I had been trying for a long time to do that. That was ridiculously annoying, and everybody kept saying, "Oh, this is one legendary. That if you have this one legendary, it's."
And you didn't have that legendary, did you?
I did not have that legendary, so I was kind of. I was saving my essences, and this is basically the last night before the pre-patch, not Monday, but it was the last time that I was going to be able to sit down and try for it. And I had like 978 essences, so I went and, I don't know, I ran a dungeon or did a world emissary or something, and what happened? I got that legendary. I got the one.
Nice.
The one, yeah. It was these bracers. That gave you a big boost to your damage and stuff. So I went in and I think I like two or three shotted it after that. And then I was pretty hyped. I got Leg Day Bear. That was basically the only other artifact appearance that I was like, man, I really want that one. Mm-hmm. That's like the main one. Because I remember seeing it at BlizzCon and like, that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. I need to get that. So,
yeah, it looks good.
So Jab was like, hey, man, you know that legendary is also super good for Feral. He's like, I used that, and I got the Feral Hidden Appearance. And I looked up the Feral Appearance. I was like, hey, that's pretty cool. I like that. It's like the, some sort of sparkle cat, you know?
Oh, okay.
I was like, all right.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. I could definitely do that. So I went in. I had never seen this particular Mage Tower scenario before. I went in, and I think it took me like 3 or 4, 5 tries, something, and I did that one too. And I don't play Feral at all. I don't.
Yeah,
I was awesome. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm smashing buttons here. But yeah, I got that one too. So I think I got a total of 4 or 5
That's all right.
Of the Mage Tower appearances. But I didn't look. I looked through them and none of them were like, oh, I need that.
I got one.
And I'm sure there was some. I'm sure there was some that could have been a lot easier.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I know a lot of people went 36 and 36. And,
oh, I know. That's crazy.
The way I roll with my alts, you would have figured I probably could have and should have done that, but I don't know. I just...
Yeah.
That Mage Tower sucks the life out of you, dude. That whole thing. So...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, then, this week, 8.0, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think one of the last streams we did, not the last one, but before that, Daryl and I played a little bit of beta to kind of start...
Yeah, that was good.
...seeing how we felt. And then, so now, it's live. So... What happened yesterday, Daryl, with 8.0 going live?
It was kind of a gong show, I heard. I wasn't able to log in till almost 10 o'clock, and at that point, it was... I remember I was sitting down, I had to update stuff, and I was texting you, and you were saying, everything's down. Everything's down. I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I'm going to go grab a drink, and I came back, and all of a sudden, I get this text from you saying, it's up. I'm like, oh, sweet. So actually... I didn't face any downtime at all when it came down to me sitting down to play. I didn't experience any of that negative at all because by the time I was able to play, everything was working fine except for my damage meters. That wasn't updated yet. But yeah, other than that, it was good. I had a blast. I tried demonology because when we did that scenario, the opening scenario, you had played it and it looks cool. Like it looks way different because it's now you don't turn into a demon. You just summon lots of demons and it.
A lot. Yeah.
I know. So I wanted to give that a try.
Like a dozen. Yeah.
So we ended up running a couple, wings of LFR and yeah, it's fun. It's a fast spec though, is what I found. Like it's easy to overcap your shards, like really easy. You need to be on the ball to make sure that doesn't happen. And there's even, you know, even after the first wing, it was realizing one thing that both of us were doing wrong, where we are overcapping way more than we should have, because it's just, we've never played it before, and it's completely different. Like it's, you have shards, you know, your soul shards in destruction, but you don't overcap them because they generate slower and there's a gradual progression. Whereas this one, they're like bang, bang. You've got shards. You got to spend, you got to earn them, spend them. And it's just fast, right? It's really fast. So it's, I like that. And it's fun because it's just tons of demons. You've just got tons. I'm not going to change my main spec to demonology, but it's definitely going to be an off spec that I'm going to play periodically because it was a lot of fun. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I have sense, so the damage meters and everything at least the ones I'm using have been patched, so they're working again. So I did run, I ran the very first wing of LFR tonight before we started recording, and I went in, and I don't have a lot of muscle memory or history with that spec. In fact, I had played Affliction was one of my primary alts for most of Legion, and. I haven't touched demonology ever. So, just touched a little bit on the beta and then going into LFR and doing it. And it doesn't seem that complicated. It's
no.
Super fast. Fun. And it's really, really fast. And there's a couple of talents that even escalate that even more.
Yeah.
That, that you're like, hit this thing every 9 seconds, and it's like you have more shards than you know what to do
with. Yeah,
you know?
Soul, was it Soul and, Link? I think that's
maybe,
the one. Yeah.
I don't know, man. Maybe I'm not doing it quite right. Who knows? But so tonight with meters, I went into LFR, and I realized we're in a weird place right now where legendaries are completely breaking things, and yeah, you know, a lot of people are double dipping. They're taking a legendary, and then they're taking a BFA talent that also gives you that same effect, and they're getting double the effect, you know.
Okay.
So I thought I was doing really good. I was like, you know, kind of sitting between, you know, 4 and 5 on the meters. And there was this Fury Warrior who was doing like easily double the damage of even the next highest person. And I don't know what the heck was going on, but it was hilarious. So, it felt good. You can't really judge anything right now. I have no idea what a solid, DPS should be doing, right?
I have no idea. You know, there's the stat squish, what's the baseline? What's considered good now? It's gonna take a couple weeks to figure that out, right? So, yeah, totally.
Yeah. Well, and it's honestly not gonna matter really until the expansion comes out and we're all 120 and then we're all starting to gear up and start raiding, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably the next time meters are even going to, and, you know, we've done shows in the past where we were like, meters don't matter and all that. But, you know, in terms of being competitive, in terms of understanding where you sit, in terms of seeing like, how can I optimize? What can I do to do better? You know, that's the way I look at things. So I don't look at meters. Okay. That's not true either. I was going to say, I don't look at meters to see if someone's bad. I do. I totally do. I look at meters to see where I can improve and to know where I stand, but I also look at that and go, man, is this dude just auto-attacking? Come on. Like,
yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. I try not to be like a meter jerk, you know, but, I don't know. I don't think anybody looks at a meter and doesn't have an opinion at that point about people sitting towards the bottom of the range.
But it's even nice for your own information, though, to see, you know, if you've got, you know, balance, nothing is perfectly balanced. Like if you've got 960 item level and I've got 960 item level, even if we're both playing optimally, one of us is going to be higher than the other, but we'll be close, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I use it for, is to see if I'm close to appropriately geared players in my range, right? That's if they're doing so much and I'm close, then that's the meter's telling me that. If I'm not close, is that because sometimes there are severe imbalances between specs. It happens, you know, between patches, and that's why they change stuff in patches during the expansion. So there are times where certain specs just aren't going to be as good as other ones. And if you know that and you're lower, and that's because of the reason, but if your spec is generally outperforming other specs, then that's when you can use the meters for yourself personally, just to, okay, what am I doing wrong? And you know you need to do something to improve, right? So that's what I use it for, is stuff like that. Just to, am I competitive? Am I doing, you know, roughly what I should be? Or am I like way off base? Do I need to reevaluate how I'm playing? So, but yeah, there's always that, man, why is that person so low? What's going on? There's always that.
You're seeing a lot of weird stuff right now. Like, you know, a lot of when we ran that LFR the other night, stuff was just melting.
Yeah,
like, it was just getting crushed.
Oh, the LFR, it was. It really was.
Yeah, and then I ran a 5-man earlier, and it was like I'd run a couple, and I was just seeing the same thing. You know, that everything was just dying, and this is awesome. And so then I ran one, and I was like, you know what? I want to try out a couple tank specs and see how they feel. So I was tanking one on my bear. And I swear to you, these people hadn't even picked talents yet. They hadn't done, you know, like, they had no idea. They were auto-attacking. They were, you know, you'd look and you'd see me, I like, way up on the meters, and everyone else is this little tiny sliver. And
really?
I'm like,
wow.
I can't do this, man. I'm like, come on, you guys. So it's like, it's a weird time. You know, people are wanting to try out new things. And, you know, I know we all got our free legendary from the, from the cache, but I think a lot of people aren't really sure what to do with it or how things play out, or, you know, I'd never, or a boosted tune, or, you know, something they haven't touched in 2 years, or, you know, who knows, but it's a weird time in game right now. So you can't really put too much stock into how a particular thing is.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah. So there was the Q&A today. I missed the opening of it, and you were telling me, that Ian was kind of talking a little bit about why yesterday was such a mess.
It was the community. So part of what it is when the way I understood it is he was saying that when people logged into a guild for the first time, it started to convert everything, every character in that guild to the new community's feature. But the problem is that some characters haven't logged in for like 7 years, 8 years in guilds. Like, you know, in some guilds, it's been like 8 years. And so that creates a problem because that character is 8 years old. It has no updates. Like that account has no updates. And then what he said further created more problems is that there were some characters on accounts that were so old that those accounts didn't even have a Battle.net account. Because, you know, when Warcraft started, you had a Warcraft account. They didn't convert it over to a Battle.net account until, you know, 2, 3, 4 years later. I can't remember exactly when it was, but it was definitely a point later in time. So you've got accounts that old, and what's happening is someone logs into the guild and is trying to convert from that to the new communities, and it just couldn't handle it because I don't think they anticipated stuff that far back, right? They didn't anticipate characters and guilds from 12, 13 years ago that have never logged in since then. So that was, you know, that's why the communities was turned off right away, because that was causing huge issues because of stuff like that. So it's kind of interesting, you know. They said they tested all this stuff. They did rigorous testing in game. But then, like even you were mentioning before, there's a difference between testing it with 1,000 people and testing it with 1,000,000 people when it goes live. And then you got issues like this cropping up that are issues that were created, you know, 12, 13 years ago that, you know, they didn't anticipate, right? So it makes sense that stuff like that can happen. But then, you know, as well, they mentioned in the Q&A that the reason they run out the pre-patch like this right now is so that when the expansion goes live, these issues don't happen then. Because, you know, right now, pretty much all of Battle for Azeroth is sitting on your hard drive right now. Like the whole thing, it's there. It's ready to go. And the reason for the pre-patch being like a month ahead is so that these issues can get ironed out. So then when pre-patch hits, it's, you know, just turn on a flag to give everyone access to the expansion. You know, when he explains it like that, it makes sense on how some of this stuff could happen, right? It's just, you know, they really didn't want it to happen like this. Like they...
But, I mean, if we're looking at it, it was, what, like a few hours?
Yeah, exactly.
Like... It's not like it was a day or several days or a week. It was just several hours of like, oh my gosh, something's broken. We need to fix it. Like, and people are like losing their mind over it. Like, it's a patch. Like, have we not done this like dozens of times over the years now? Yeah. Like, a pretty big patch drops and like, yeah, there's some funky stuff going on. Oh no, you got one shot by a guy in a Pandaria raid?
That was another thing.
Like, so, come on, man.
Like, there was one particular boss, I don't remember, but he said it was one-shotting like everyone. And the reason was because its damage was supposed to be 600, but instead it was like 6, he was doing 600% more damage. Instead of 600 damage. So it's like, that caused a bit of problems. So yeah.
It's funny hearing stuff like that. That's fine. I think it's,
I know.
Yeah, it's
totally.
I'm not even mad. You know? Yeah. Exclavier, we've become pretty spoiled over, you know. But what happens though is that you'll see like pre-patch, well, exactly 8.0, 7.0, the pre-patch events are a lot rougher than the actual expansion going live, right? Yeah. Because you remember I remember Pandaria and I don't know, a couple of them wasn't even Warlords where there wasn't even a server reboot. It was like
it was just on. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it was like whatever time.
There was a time hit and all of a sudden quest popped up.
Oh, okay, cool. It's a thing. All right, everybody, let's go. You know, so I don't know. It's not worth pooping your pants about, I guess.
Yeah, they've come a long way. And I do remember, back, there were patches where it would be like 3 days before they got it stable. Like that had happened. Mm-hmm. And, in those cases, mm-hmm. they would give you people free time. They'd add like 2 days to your account back then. But this is like, this is vanilla where that would happen. And that's,
maybe
a few hours.
Maybe that's where some of the mentality comes from.
Yeah, it could be. But it's an entitlement thing. And like I said, personally, it affected me like not even 1 minute. Like not even one, because I was busy updating it. And by the time I sat down, I got a text from you saying it's working now. So I logged right in and it was good. And I got to play. So zero effect on me.
I know. I had kind of had a bit of a long day and I was looking forward to just logging in. Yeah. Doing some of the new content, and I don't know, when I sat down, it was like, nope. I was like, really? I thought it would be fixed by now.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so you're staying Destruction Warlock, huh? And you're dipping your toe into demo, are you going to look at Affliction at all, or are you?
I might have a look. I know I did try Affliction for a bit in Nighthold, because, we had... Mm-hmm. We had a guest on and talked to Fletchkin, and it was all right. It was fine. I didn't mind it, but I could never get even close to the numbers that I could with Destruction, because I've been playing Destruction for so long, and it's just a very familiar spec. So even when I tried Affliction, I could just never get even close. So it's like I abandoned it fairly quickly. I'll probably give it a try again, and then we'll see where it goes from there. But I'm not going to change from Destruction as my main spec. Like, even Demonology, like, it's fun. It's a lot of fun, but it's not Destruction, right?
I'm very, very much entertaining the thought of going Warlock for Battle for Azeroth. But I've said this several times, but there's a couple classes that are bringing raid-wide utility, in the form of buffs or debuffs to the bosses, I think Demon Hunters apply a passive buff that makes the raid do 5% more magic damage, I think it is. Monks apply a physical, the same thing, 5% more physical damage. And so there's a part of me that's like, well, you gotta have one of each, then, right? Like,
makes
you have
sense,
to.
Yeah.
How are you gonna? You can't not have that, right? And priests have fortitude back, and there's a couple of these other mages have the arcane intellect back, and it's a
nice. All right.
Yeah, and I think I'm pretty sure it's a raid wide thing. So it's like, all right, well, how do we do this now? Because 5%. Damage. How many 5% wipes have we had? Something where well, like, you were so close, 5%.
Argus, we had a 1%, right? Mm-hmm. We had a 1% wipe. Like it's, you're just like, 1%. It's the worst.
Yeah. And you think like in that scenario, had you had either one of those,
exactly,
physical or magic damage buffs, that would have been the kill. So it's. It's a weird place to be in. I don't quite understand why that's a thing again. But for me, unless either one of those play like garbage, which, Monk's always, played all right, and Demon Hunter's super fun. That's what I've been playing this expansion. And I've had a blast. I love it. It's great. It's super mobile. Getting onto another tune almost hurts because you don't have the glide and the double jump and the mobility. And,
oh, I know. Those are nice.
But it's like, what? I don't know. I'm looking at Warlock going, all right, I'd love to try a demo. And I don't want to just bring the same thing you're bringing. And then, mm-hmm. Destruction is the strongest spec. Okay, well, guess we've got two Destruction Warlocks, right? Like, that seems a little like, meh. I don't really want to do that. And then, so I have been cycling through, trying out all these different specs that I've been kind of interested in, right? And then all of a sudden now, like, half of our guild wants to be Fury Warriors. So it's like, I'm like, well,
yes,
all right. I've been playing, I've been messing around with it, and it is ridiculously fun. It is, it's another very fast paced, very much like, doesn't care about the GCD changes. It's just like, wham, wham, wham. Like,
that's constant. Awesome.
Awesome. Super cool. Well, what we don't need is 4 or 5 Fury Warriors, you know? So I don't know. There's like, you know, there's a couple of, I don't want to point fingers at some of these specs. I thought, Unholy DK looked pretty cool. That was like, they made some changes to it. It seemed really cool. I played it for some world quests today and I was about ready to pull my hair out because it was awful. No. The thing is though, like I was saying, none of this stuff is balanced for what we're doing right now.
That's true.
It's not, you know, I am trying to get a taste for what the spec feels like. And I know that's going to change with a little bit of gear and the Azerite traits may or may not help. I don't know. But what I do know is you can play something right now and go, ah, dude, that sucks. Like, that's not for me.
Yeah.
Right. And I typically liked Frost DK. That's been my jam. But yeah, I tried Unholy. That was a hot mess. So I don't know, dude. I don't even want to say what I'm thinking because I know. I guess we can. I can spin it this way. We are. Are we recruiting for? We got the healer thing taken care of, right?
So yes, we're recruiting, I think so.
For a tank.
Yes.
So it looks like we are going to be recruiting for a tank. I have thought long and hard about it and really don't feel like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it turns out that we need one and I know that I can count on myself, I will. But at the end of the day, I think it would be nice to have somebody fill that role that wants to do it. We have another tank right now who is a rock star. He's solid. Yes. He's a good lead. He knows, you know, he plays on a couple of different teams. So a lot of times when he comes over to raid with us, they've already cleared some of the content. His other team is slightly more progressed. And then, you know, he's able to come in with some strats and knows what he's doing. So if anybody's interested in possibly tanking for our team better than LFR, it is Friday nights, 9 to 12 p.m. Mountain Time. We do not tell you what to bring. We just want to fill the roles. So
yep, that's exactly right.
Want to be whatever, a Death Knight, a warrior, a bear, it doesn't even matter. So I don't know. What else was there? Are you interested in looking at any other specs? Are you going to do any more goofing around? I think your shaman was like your other main one that you had at 110, right?
Yeah, well, I'll definitely like play the shaman because I'll level that. What ends up happening, like this is like the last 4, maybe 5 expansions. Oh, no, I guess Miss, then we had Warlock. Okay, last 2 expansions because I didn't start playing my Warlock till Miss. But anyway, what happens is my Warlock, that's when I level on my own. And then my shaman, my wife, she doesn't play as often as I do, but when she does, so I'll use my shaman to level to 120 with her, and then my warlock, I'll do that on my own. But yeah, I'll definitely still, my shaman will probably be my second 120 for sure. That's my plan. Oh, and then we were discussing as well, because we had so much fun doing that off the rails where we played the beta together and we streamed it, that we want to level a couple of characters together and stream that while we do it. So I was going to probably do my Demon Hunter while we did that, and I'm not sure what you were going to play for that, but yeah, that's something. Once the expansion hits, we'll pick a day And hopefully once a week for an hour or two, we'll be streaming while we level these characters together.
I like it. I support it. I think that's definitely a great idea. We'll do some more of the, like a leveling stream. I know a few other, shows and people do that. So yeah, maybe we'll even get some, because of the scaling, I think we could have other people tag along too. And
oh yeah, and totally. Just totally. Funny, so. Oh, that'd be good. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
So one last thing. So I'd mentioned the communities before, how they kind of broke everything. Well, they fixed them. So we have set up a Training Dummies one. If anyone is interested in joining that, the invite link is in our Discord. Currently it's just in the main page, and sometime soon I will put it in the Stuff and Things channel so that it's there permanently and easily accessible for everyone. So yeah, if you're interested in and want to say hi in game, etc., with the Blizzard community social stuff, the invite link is there for you to do so.
Yeah, and I think I don't know entirely how it works yet, but if you do get into there, you'll be able to see us if we're playing heroes or I don't know. So. Probably, I don't know if you can spectate a Hearthstone match or you can if you want to run some LFR. I know a lot of people hate LFR. I don't. I like it, and I tend to run it. I think it's great to supplement gearing up and for alts and stuff. So I do that quite a bit, and it's just fun to go in there and jump into voice and hang out and go blow some stuff up. So yeah,
exactly. I'm probably going to hit it again tonight now that my meters are working to see how I do with demonology.
That'd be awesome. Yeah,
for sure.
All right, man. Well, do you have anything else?
I don't think so. You good?
Yeah. All right. I'll let you wrap it up then.
Okay, what do we do here? Remember, we're all just jackasses with mics. So until next time when my soundboard doesn't work.
It's advice you can trust. From people you shouldn't.
So forget what I said before. Now is when things are getting weird.
Oh, a fan, huh? Oh, well, who can blame you? Thanks for all the love and support.
At patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Perhaps you require more training.
Dummies.
Uther.
I'm not dignifying that with a response.
Look, there's a little note.
Patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Has not been evaluated by the FDA. Please do not operate large machinery or mythical creatures after healing. Side effects may include nausea, dimensional displacement, stomach irritation, and sentient discharges. Always consult a doctor before using
patreon.com/trainingdummies.
Was that not enough jokes? Were you not entertained?